When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girls. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl. I've seen photographs and facsimiles that have set my heart up in a whirl, but no work of art gets you right in the heart like a real live girl. Nothing can be being swept off your feet by a real live girl. Girls were like fellas was once my belief. What a reversal and what a relief. I'll take the flowering hat and the towering heel and the squeal of a real live girl. Yeah! An actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drawn in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl.
Well, that may not have been the sight or the scent necessarily, but that was certainly the sound and the feel of the one, the only Bobby Short singing the big hit song from the score to Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee's Little Me. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature one-of-a-kind individual NPR station, now emanating with such a robust wavelength that it goes all the way up into western Suffolk County. Well, welcome, welcome. Today we're going to look at one of my favorite shows. I mean, it's a show that if you listen to in any number of recordings will make you grin from ear to ear, and that is Little Me. And if I were to ask you, what musical is based on a Patrick Dennis book? You would all raise your hand and say, Mame, Larry, of course. Why are you even asking? But the other answer would also be the Patrick Dennis book that preceded Mame, Little Me, which was a kind of odd, spoofy, satirical, almost a graphic novel. It was a fake memoir by a big Hollywood star with lots of photographs and graphics and stuff used in it. Anyway, to make a long story short, the producers, Fewer and Martin, bought it before it was even published in the early 1960s. And then they hired Neil Simon, who was rolling hot off of Your Show of Shows as a writer there and a playwright for Come Blow Your Horn, to adapt it for a musical. It was the first musical he ever worked on. And he proved a fine, fine hand at the kind of jokey brevity that is required in a Broadway libretto, certainly in the 60s and 70s. And they brought on Carolyn Lee and Cy Coleman, who had had a great score for a show that didn't do so great, Wildcat, the season before. And this is what they concocted, which is this vaudevillian journey of a woman named Belle Poitrine, which is French for I'm not going to tell you, who's originally Belle Schlumford, who grows up on the other side of the tracks, and the various men in her life, all played originally by Sid Caesar in 1962. But let us go to the opening number of the London cast. I like it. It's a little more vibrant, and you'll hear some lyric changes if you know the show. But here is Belle herself revealing the truth to Patrick Dennis.
Today, the reader can spot a phony life story in the table of contents. They want the truth. Names, dates, places, vivid descriptions. Leave out the intimate details and you can kiss the Book of the Month Club goodbye.
The truth? What a challenge.
The all-revealing truth.
The mass-appealing truth.
The blood-congealing truth.
The eerie, godless truth. The truth. As through a haze, I see the critic's praise, and shining like a window full of Arthur Miller plays. The truth!
The truth!
An odyssey entitled Little Me, as told to Patrick Dennis in its whole entirety. By me!
The truth!
All a hail to Little Me, the book that's bound to be prohibited from passage through the mail, but nonetheless on sale throughout the land, and printed by demand in Esperanto, Japanese, and Braille. With the areas I'll expose, I'll annihilate Gypsy Rose. As for practically Proustian prose, Liz and Burton, draw the curtain, stack me up with all three Gabors. I'll reduce them to cut-rate stores, and Luella dear, you'll get yours. My ambitious, quite delicious
truth, me one by Lieutenant
with an index,
the undisputed truth,
illustration,
a clear unvarnished truth,
inspiration,
a plain unvarnished truth,
educational,
in black and white, what good
do you mean?
You're damn well right, the truth,
if written with the skill, you will
top even Fanny Hill,
the garden hovers on the brilliant youth,
the truth.
Divide between fame and fortune and me. Gonna put my shadows behind me, give my inhibitions the axe, and tomorrow morning you'll find me on the other side of the tracks, on the other side of that line where the life is fancy and free. I'm gonna sit and fan on my fat divan while the butler bottles the tea. But for now I'm facing the fences and I can't afford to relax while the whole caboodle commences on the other side of the tracks. So I'm off and running over
on the other side.
That is where I'm going to be. On the other side of that great divide between fame and fortune and me, I'm gonna put my shadows behind me, give my inhibitions the axe, and tomorrow morning you'll find me on the other side of the track. I'm gonna sit and fan on my fat divan while the butler buckles a tee. But for now I'm facing the fences, and I can't afford to relax while the whole caboodle commences on the other side of the track. So I'm off and running over the rail. I'm going gunning after the quail. Off and running, send me the mail to the great big world on the other side. The great big world on the farther side. The great big world on the other side of the track. The other side. The other side. Big old world on the other side of the tracks. Oh, yeah.
That's the one, the only, Sarah Vaughan singing Bell's Ballad of Determination early in the show. What a wonderful rendition of that song. I think one of the things that has always obscured Little Me is the fact that Sid Caesar played seven roles of varying comic intent, of course, because he was so brilliant at that. But one forgets what a great score this is. It really is Cy Coleman at his very best. And Broadway, at any rate, also orchestrated by Ralph Burns. Yowza! Here is a song that was omitted from the cast album. It was a number in which Bell goes to the other side of the tracks and attends a party with rich kids hosted by the man who will be the love of her life, Noble Eggleston. This is from the London album, which managed to put this number in, which was masterfully choreographed in the original production and the London production by Bob Fosse, who won a Tony for his choreography. Years later, he and Cy Coleman would collaborate on The Rich Man's Frug in Sweet Charity. Here is The Rich Kid's Rag from Little Me.
We are the wealthy children from the right side of the tracks.
That's right. We're rich.
She's right.
We are here to celebrate Noble Eggleston's 16th birthday.
He's cute.
Say.
What?
Let's do our favorite dance.
Yes.
The Rich Kid's Rag.
I say.
Thank you.
Glad you came, Belle. Even looking like that.
Me too. You look great, Noble.
I must be honest with you, Belle. Mother doesn't want me to see you because she thinks that I'm better than you are.
But you are.
Well, obviously. But I have feelings for you that I could never have for a nice girl.
My mama said she'd love to meet your mama.
Oh, well, perhaps after they're both dead. But there's something I've always wanted to tell you. I love you as much as I am able, considering I'm wealthy, considering you're poor.
That's very nice, because I love you.
She loves you, she loves you, she loves you.
I know it.
As much as I am able,
considering her background,
considering your mother.
Democratic, considering your riffraff, and I am well to do as noble and worthy of the
label,
as much as I am able.
Well, that ballad, which you can't take terribly seriously, is Noble and Belle. And that was sung by Faith Prince and Martin Short, who won a Tony Award for a revival of the show, I think in 1999. He played an additional part, that Marty Short. He was so much a part that the cast called the show Little Him. But that's a story for another time. Here is Sid Caesar in the role that got all these reviews. I mean, Hail Caesar was the, you know, headline when the show came out in 1962, playing the crotchety Mr. Pinchley, who is brought back to effervescent life by Belle because she looks deep down inside.
Somewhere there's a darn nice fella deep down inside.
Deep down inside.
Deep down in the old sub cellar somewhere, though I think he fell asleep down inside. Deep down, digga digga, deep down inside.
Oh, gosh.
You try it now.
Oh, no, I'm ashamed.
Go on.
Well, all right, I will. Sometimes I'm a darn near human deep down inside.
Deep down inside, Mr. Pinchley.
Deep down where the bass is booming. Sometimes gotta take that broom and sweep down inside. Sweep down, digga digga, deep down inside. Hey, I like that.
Keep going.
No man is a true pariah deep down inside. Deep down inside.
Deep down in the old spare tire.
No man is a true Uriah deep down inside. There's a lover that you just can't keep down. Deep down inside. Deep down inside.
We found it, Mr. Pinchley. We found that little bit. good in you.
Do you think some people would like me?
Try it and see.
All right, I will. Junior!
Did you scream, Father?
Junior, how about you and me going out and having dinner together sometime?
Oh, Daddy!
He called me Daddy.
He likes you.
And I don't even like him.
In even the worst of varmints, you'll find a good deed. Down under the outer garments of malice and greed.
That little gold streak is shining, believe it or not.
That ain't if you don't mind mining. Till you hit rock bottom, strip down.
Rip down.
Need a real pip down.
Deep down.
Deep down.
Inside.
Deep down.
Deep down.
Inside.
Slip down.
Zip down.
Take a little trip down.
Go down.
Low down.
Need a good Joe down.
Under your heart. On that shovel, get a real good grip and dip down in, dip down in, dip down inside.
Hey, do you think other people would like me?
Of course, Mr. Pinchley. If you'll only give them a chance.
All right, I will. Other people!
Sir?
Other people? I'm going to tear up all the mortgages on Drifter's Row, and you can live there for free.
Free!
And Monday, the painters are coming. And starting this winter, heat!
Heat!
There's a violet blooming.
Pinchley, ain't a loving human. Creep down inside.
He's a fella with a heart that big.
All you gotta do is dig, dig, dig. Snoop down, snoop down.
Get the real poop down.
Deep down, deep down.
Down where?
Deep down, deep down.
Right there.
Snoop down, snoop down.
Bring a little group down.
Get down, set down.
Meet a good bed down.
The geezer freezer.
No
dear Miss Slumford, you've been such a comfort.
Well, now we have to give props to Carolyn Lee, a great lyricist, in my opinion. Always makes me laugh. Didn't do too many shows, what is it? No man is a true pariah deep down inside. No man is a real Uriah Heep down inside. I mean, who pulls Dickensian references into a corny Broadway musical from the 1960s? Well, Carolyn Lee does, and she did. Sondheim was sort of passive-aggressive, as only he could be, about Carolyn Lee. He thought she was brilliant, but he said she didn't have a knack for character, that any song she wrote could be sung by anybody else. And that's a bit of a tough criticism, but I love her songs anyway, especially in this show. Well, let us go back to Martin Short, who decided to become one of the Buxbaum brothers, a part not played by Sid Caesar in the original. And here he is with Michael McGrath, bringing Belle into the world of vaudeville because she's a killer, just like another show I can think of. At any rate, be a performer.
Dimples!
How would you
like to be
a star?
A star?
A star.
For the Buxbaum brothers.
Vaudeville circuit.
Top billing.
Fancy salary.
Spick and span dressing room.
Like a star.
But I'm in jail.
A talented kid.
For 30 cents worth of bullets.
You got $1 million publicity.
Oh, but I can't sing and I can't dance.
Singers we got.
Dancers we got.
Killers!
we ain't got. So resulting from a few illegal capers, you are starring in the papers. Just go over with the jury and in jig time, join the Bucks Bombs in the big time. So you'll try a little trill from Traviata. La la la, la la la.
La la la, la la la.
So it's not your style, Sonata. When a girl has got one, you have got a lot of. You know what you got. You got something hot.
So here's a good tiding.
If men you are killing,
a talent you're hiding,
to be a performer. So be a performer, and soon you'll be riding, if God should be willing,
the crest of your life.
You ain't no Pavlova,
an Eleanor Dusa,
but looking you over, you'll be a performer. You'll be a performer.
A Lollapalooza
and rolling in clover. Just pass the test of your life.
So up the river they would send you, but with Mother Nature helping to defend you,
who could send you very far? Sobbing in a dress that clings to all the things you are. And listen to Benny.
Forget the attorney
and be a performer. And be a performer. We mean a performer. Unless you, God forbid,
get hung for what you did.
Well, who you naive kid? Just fulfill this small request of yours. Be a performer. You'll be thankful all the rest of your long and healthy. Knock wood.
Thank you, thank you. Poor Pierrot, I hear him yet, in pursuit of his pirouette, with the same old urgent message to impart. What it was, she never found out, for the point was always drowned out by the violent cannonading of his art. It's a pirouette, and clear his throat, lest we forget. And here I quote, if the girl, boom, boom, and the boy, boom, boom, and they get together and they both, boom, boom, c'est le grand, boom, boom, et le grand, boom, boom, that's the one, boom, boom, for me. Always try, boom, boom. Occasionally may prove a gay boom boom and carry you away, but the prime boom boom, that's the blind boom boom, won't come through, not if you all the time boom boom. What I mean is my chérie, save le grand boom boom for me. Occasionally may prove a gay.
Buzz, buzz.
And carry you away. But the dream that you bring is for you people who like a deal. What I mean is my sherry. Telegram.
That is from the London cast recording. That's Bruce Forsyth, who is a big comedian, TV show host, MC sort of fellow, like a Richard Dawson on steroids. He's very funny. And I love his version of Val Duval in Little Me. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we're looking at the 1962 score to Little Me. It, as I said earlier, it tends to be overshadowed by the fact that one actor plays seven or eight parts, depending whether it's Sid Caesar or Marty Short or Christian Borle, who did it in encores about a decade ago. But that Cy Coleman score and those lyrics by Carolyn Lee are worth celebrating here today on Broadway to Main Street. I've Got Your Number was one of the songs that got recorded a lot. This is a sung by a nightclub owner who's very sweet, one would say hot on Belle, and he sings in the show how entranced he is by her. But it's a great carryover song, and here is the jazz singer Jerry Brown to sing the distaff version of I've Got Your Number.
Your number, I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout. You all at sea. Oh yeah, you brag a lot, wave your own flag a lot, but you're unsure a lot. You're a lot like me. I've got your number, and what you're looking for, and what you're looking for just suits me fine. We'll break the rules a lot, we'll be damned fools a lot, but then why should we not? How could we not combine? When I've got your number, and I've got the glow you've got, I've got your number, and baby, you got mine.
Should we not? How could we not combine? When I've got
your number. I got the glow you got. I've got your number. And baby, you know you got mine. Got mine. Got mine. You know you got mine. Got
or sous a bow. Take your Venetian or Roman or Grecian ideal.
I'll take some for my use a bell.
Girls were like flowers, was once my belief.
What a reversal.
And what a relief.
I'll take the flowering hat and the towering heel and the scream of a real
Well, that was the choral reprise of Real Live Girl in the, it's towards the end of the first act, I think, where Belle visits all these, soldiers on the front in World War I. And of course, her feminine charms just entrances everyone and inspires them. What a great lyric. It is definitely that kind of song, I would say, in the 1960s that was so specific to the situation that it was a little hard to turn it around and make it a breakout hit, but Jack Jones sang it and Robert Goulet sang it, Matt Monro sang it. It certainly is a wonderful bit of show writing that's so sweet in particular. What a relief, the guy says. Well, Little Me had in its original inception two lead performers. So you had Belle at an older age recounting her life, and then another actress playing young Belle. And that's the way it was done. There was a revival, sort of hopeless, in the 1980s where they split up the male characters, but they didn't split up, but they still split up the female characters. Hey, you don't want to know. And then when Faith Prince revived it, they combined her two characters. Let's do what Neil Simon and co had in mind. So a duet with the title number. And I pulled this wonderful recording of Emily Skinner and Alice Ripley, who did this live at Town Hall. They make a little joke to their appearance in Sideshow. But other than that, they do a pretty rootin' tootin' version of the title song to Little Me.
There was I, almost dead and gone, all alone and friendless. What was I to do? What to do? What to do? Here am I. How can I go on chasing down these endless cul-de-sacs and hallways? Who would see me through? Well, I ask of you, who would see me through? As always. Wait, you're on the other side. Is that better? Let's not go there.
Who to tell my troubles to?
Lend a sympathetic ear.
Who to cheer me when I'm blue?
Wipe away each little tear.
And there's no one left.
I am not bereft.
There is always Little Me.
Old reliable.
When a year goes down the drain
and I haven't made a cent,
when I fall in love in vain,
oh, I give it up for Lent.
Friends can fly the coop,
leave me in the soup.
Who'll come through with lentils and tickets? are really down. Who would not be out of town? Or a blabbermouth. Who do I esteem most? Who do I adore most? Who deserves the cream most?
Who built up the candy store most?
Who comes first and foremost? Obviously, when you had it all up. Pursue that quarry like a northwest mountain.
Yeah. Only been like Matahari.
Who get luck in Barney? Then Julie.
In a little black sheer.
With a little bit here.
And a little muncher.
And a little bit there.
Just a little bit.
Who will make you sorry? Wait and see who's it gonna be. Yours sincerely, little.
To put it off, but then we'd only have to do this painful scene again. So let's just say goodbye. Just goodbye, you'll Nick. Goodbye, Yeshe. Goodbye, Sam. I'm sure gonna miss you. Goodbye, Melnick. Goodbye, Myron. Pardon my expiring. Goodbye, country, it's been fun. You know I hate to rule and run, but I must get some dying done, so everyone goodbye. Ugh, don't cry. Someday we'll say hello.
I hate to see you blow.
I'll meet you in the sweetest land I know.
We hope it isn't soon.
It's gonna be so wonderful.
So full of that funiculi. Funicula.
It almost pays to go. So sing, Natasha, you to Bradley. Not your Sal, you sing very badly. Dance Matilda till I holler for the funeral parlor. Down with rotten rhetoric, I think I'm getting very sick. So sing or dance or do a trick, but quick, I'm gonna die. Hey! That's the way the kingdom crumbles.
Oh!
Well, that was Sid Caesar pulling out all his vaudevillian Yiddishkeit chops in the goodbye number to Little Me. Well, before we say goodbye to a wonderful score, I want to thank you for spending time with us with this. It is, to me, a classic of the early 60s of a certain kind of show. And here's the finale song. And rumor has it that Judy Garland liked it so much, she requested that it be sung at her funeral. I honestly don't know if that happened, but she certainly sang it on her television show. So here's Judy wishing us a fond farewell and a glass raised to all of us who adore the Coleman Lee score to Little Me.
Here's to us, my darling, my dear. Here's to us tonight. Not might happen next year, 'cause it might not be nearly as bright. But here's to us, for better or worse, and for thanks to a merciful sky. Skies of blue and mottled of our beautiful day. Yes! For you and for you.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.